All right. Today we're gonna do something. We're gonna jump around a little bit, and the reason I want to do that is because I want to share with you a bunch of little quickies. Because one of the things we've been seeing with the Ksav HaKabbalah is that he will take a word that we all think we know how it's translated, and he'll show us how and why we're wrong. So we'll do that, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of some of these topics, which are most specifically the Shechem Dina story, and of course trying to understand the brothers of Dina and how we can really justify that which they did, and we'll conclude with the Reuven Bilha story because I liked what he had to say about that. So those are the big topics, and otherwise, oh, actually, you know what? Come to think of it, it's not so much jumping around. All right, it's mostly cutting through the stuff towards the beginning. I didn't focus so much on Yaakov and Esav. But anyway, so that's what we're going to do. Okay, so the parsha of course this week is Vayishlach in the correct pronunciation. And in the Chumash, it's on page 170. Won't be using it now. Enjoy, no problem. Okay, I'll just follow. I was just going to mark off the things which I did, but I'm just going to go in the order of what we have. Okay, here we go. All right, so the parasha begins with Yaakov returning to the land. And of course, in advance of his coming, he knows that he's going to be meeting his brother Esav. So he sends a message to Esav, telling his servants to repeat after me. Pasuk Hey Vav and Zayin. So this is what he tells them to say. Vayitzavo Samlei Mor. Kosam Runla Doni LeEsav. Say the following to my master, to Esav. It's actually interesting. Is Ladoni LeEsav, is that part of what they're supposed to say? Interesting. Anyway, I don't think he really addresses that. But anyway, Koamar of the Chaya Akov. In other words, it could be Ladoni LeEsav, to my master, to Esav. It could be that way, or this is what you have to tell to my master, to Esav. So it could be read either way. But that's our art scroll says, quote, to my lord, to Esav. Interesting. Okay. Koam Arav Dachai Yaakov, so says your servant Yaakov, Im Lavan Garti, I've been living with Lavan, Boicharata, and I have lingered until now, by Hili Shor Vachamor Tzom, and I now have these different animals, and servants, and maids, and I'm sending to tell my master to find favor in your eyes. They returned to him, saying, we came to your brother Esav, and also he is coming. Okay, right? So in simple terms, just he brings proofs. We don't have to read it inside, but the first one he says, Vegam is like the word Adaraba. Pilmer? What's Pilmer? Pilmer, what's that? What?
Much more.
Pilmer. Okay, so, but actually he says, Asher Yoreal Hefech HaKodem. Yeah. In other words, that Banu Elachicha Elesav, so you think he's your brother, Vegam, and Lehefech. He's Olech Lekrasucha in a bad way. Okay, so that's the word.
Even your brother, even Esav, would not have come
again. Okay, correct. Okay, I love the. So that's the first quickie. Next one, Pasuk Tes. So this is actually fascinating to me because we were also used to Rashi. So Yaakov's afraid and he prepares everything. Vayomer, and he says, Pasuk Tes, page 172. Im Yavoe Sabal Machane Achas Vihikahu Vaya Machane Nishar Lefetas. We're going to look at two words here. If Esav comes to the one camp, El Machane Achas Vihikahu, what's Vihikahu?
Strike him.
Right. Okay. So we have to pay attention to the actual. So what's the word machane? Is that lashon zachar or lashon nekeva?
Nekeva.
What's vihikahu?
Zachar.
Interesting. Is right. It should say if it's referring to the camp. When you have esav el machane achas vihikaso or something like that. Whatever the grammar should be, but it's referring to lashon zachar. or vehikasa, right? Vehikasa. So vehikahu, so he says, ki musav gam al esav. Right. In other words, vehikahu, in other words, the camp, in defending itself, hits esav. Okay, so that's one possibility. That's what he says here. And then on the next one, v'haya machaneh nishar lefleta. What's lefleta? So there's a striking, something happens. What's lefleta?
Palit. Right.
What does that mean?
The remainder.
Translate.
The survivor, like the palit.
So, okay, well actually, let's take a look at the translate. Then the remaining camp shall survive. What does Rashi say? Well, I always thought the fleet meant that they're going to run away, right? You know what it means?
Yeah, they're going to survive against his will, right?
But what is he saying? No, he doesn't say, actually. There's, I always thought it means they're going to run away. So he says, where do we have the word fleta elsewhere in the Torah? So the proof that he gives is from Yosef. What does the pasuk say regarding Yosef? Al derech ha-pleta samani elokim. What does he say? No, that's not what it is. Adon lahachayos lachem lefleta gedola. That's the phrase with Yosef. So what does it mean? That I'm going to be the source of your
Yeshua, like survival.
Your salvation.
Salvation.
Okay, so he says that's what lefleta means. The hamachaneh hanishar, when Esav comes, so if he comes means that there's going to be a confrontation with the one camp. The hamachaneh hanishar, they're going to come lefleta. That they're not. I always thought of. I remember just being taught as a kid that it means that they're going to run away.
Yeah.
He says no lahefich. He says lefleta means that they're going to come and they're going to save. Right, they're going to come in and they're going to be the reserves. They're going to
be
the
fight. The
yeah, they're going to fight. Yeah, yeah. That they're going to be the source of salvation. Okay.
Can we go back to Garti for a second?
We didn't address Garti, so we're not going back to Garti. We didn't address Garti.
You mentioned.
I read the pasuk, but I'm using the Ksava Kabbalah commentary, so I didn't address it. Okay, so I didn't address it. I'm trying to stick with what we have here.
So Ikahu is Esav because it's male. Right,
yeah,
and Fleta means source of salvation, so they're going to come in like the reserves to come and attack.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, the word on Hikahu is that because it's Lashon Zachar, that it could be referring to that the idea is that Asa will be struck. That's the point he says here. Okay, next. Again, these are just quick. Pasuk Yudalit, Vayalan Sham Balayla Hahu Vayikach Min Haba Biyado Mincha LeEsav Achiv Vayikach Min Haba Biyado. So, what is min haba? I'm not sure why he even raises the question, but he focuses on the word min as what is from haba biyado. I think it's actually a focus on haba biyado. So, what is haba biyado? Haba biyado means what is birshuso velo mimasha eno birshuso. Okay, in other words, what is he giving to Esav? He's giving Izim Asayim, Tyoshim Esrim, right? The Torah lists for us what Yaakov is giving, which is all kinds of animals. What did he tell Esav that he has? Shor, Chamor, Tzon, Eved, Vishivcha.
Domestic
right? animals. Different kinds of animals, and servants, and maids.
Right.
So what does Min Haba Biyado? He's saying, I can give you animals. You know why? Because animals don't have a mind of their own. But the Eved Vishivcha, I can't give you the servants and the maids because they're used to my life and I'm not breaking apart family. You know, think about anything that's wrong with giving over slaves to somebody else. I'm not even addressing the idea of slavery being wrong. That's not our topic tonight. Okay, but the point is that I have Eved Vishivcha that I can't give over. So what does he say? Look at the second line in bold. Lo shalach lo ki im min abahemos. Lo min avadim vashvachos. He only gave him animals and not the servants and the maids. Ki eila eila rishus lo tzemi beis hashir yisraglu bo lios b'chal ovdi Hashem. Nachnisam levos leveis oved el nechar. They were living in this house of this guy who was an oved Hashem and he has one kind of lifestyle. It's completely inappropriate after they've been accustomed to working for Yaakov to put them in a place where they're going to be under the ownership of Esav.
That actually fits in because when Esav responds to him, he says, "Mi Ela," right?
Okay, so we're going to see
that continuation.
So what's the look? So what happens is, by Itzavas or Rishon Limor, so he gives them instructions what you're going to be saying when you see Esav. Ushelcha Lemor, when Esav says, "Turn the page, 174." Lemi Ata ve'Onas Yelechu, Lemi Ela Lefanecha. To whom are you? And to where are you going? And to whom is all this stuff? The Amarta, and you have to say, Le'avdecha li'Yaakov mincha hishlucha la'adoni le'esav v'gamu olech l'koreinu. Le'avdecha li'Yaakov, in other words, in response to the question is l'miata, the answer is we belong to Yaakov. And Perush, Nisharim anachnu avadim liYaakov. We are going to continue to belong to Yaakov. V'rak hamincha hishlucha le'esav lo anachnu mitam iskar. So the only thing that's being given to you is only the animals. And don't, you know, you have to set up from the outset that that which is being given to Esav is only the animals, and it's not, right? We are delivery people, and we are not part of the Daron. We're not part of the package which is being given. So that's his focus on the Lamed, that we are le'avdecha, and we are remaining of Avdecha. And that's why Yaakov gives him very specific language to make sure that you clarify out at the outset that you belong to Yaakov and you do not belong to Esav. And this is actually fascinating. Look at the end of Pasuk Chaf. Vayitzav gamas hashini gamas hashlishi gamas kol ha'ochim achrei adarim. So he commands the second group, the third group, right? He broke them up into smaller packages so they're a little more enticing to Esav. It looks bigger, 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 the more that the groups come. And he says, kadavar zet adabarun el Esav. You have to say exactly this, b'motza achem oso. How do you translate b'motza achem oso?
When you find them.
Right? Right? Right?
Uh-huh.
What am I going to say now?
Wrong.
Okay? So, and this is what he does. He says, Demeharoi, look at the part which is in bold, on the second line in Pasuk Chaf, Demeharoi b'motza achem, that's not the way it should be read. It should be mem kitsutza. Kitsutza means that there's like a dot above. Okay? Mem kitsutza, which means bemotz. Okay? Hatsadi bishva. So bemotz v'ha'alef b'chataf patach. So it should be bemotz achem. If you're trying to say that when you find him, and he says, I'm going to ask, kishom achem is kol ha'shofar. Kitof sechem es ha'ir. Okay? That's the way it should be if you're trying to say when you find. However, that's not what it says. What does it say? It says, hold on a second. It's at the end of Pasuk Chaf. B'motza achem. Okay?
Yeah.
The shva, it should be a shva under the tzadi. That's the difference. And a chataf patach, the chataf patach is there. Okay? So what does he say? Bim tso achem. Why don't I think of it? Bimtso achem. Okay, anyway, so what's the point? He says here, L'cheinir lamar, shehu minachei perish almanas motso ayhem l'masayhem v'sharsho yud tzadi alf. Okay, he says that the shoresh here is horaso al hayetziya min harishus. It's not about when you find him. That's not what it means here. It's b'motza achem, oso. That when you take yourselves out from being his. In other words, it's going back on what he said before. You have to clarify for Esav that you're not his. You're taking yourselves out of the package. Skip to the part which is at the end. The Tam HaMikra, Shodia Yaakov L'molichem Mincha Tam HaZarososa L'dayek B'lashonam. Yaakov is telling you have to be very precise in the way you talk. B'tshuvasam al sheilas Esav. Behu? B'motza achem. Oso. Perish b'chdei shetotziu es atzmuchem mimenu. When you are taking yourselves out from being with him. Remember, os, aleph, tough. It's not the word oto, him. It's oto, with him. Remember how we've talked about it, the Aleph Taf means with. He doubles down on that a lot. So b'motza achem oso, when you are taking yourselves out from being with him, that's why you have to be very precise in the language of what
you have, of what your mission. At the end of your mission, because you're saying to them, you must make it clear that your mission ends when you're at that point, because you're handing this cattle out at the end, and
and then saying goodbye, Esav. No, we are done.
Yes. Unless I'm totally misunderstanding, it seems the way he's interpreting it, Yaakov is speaking from strength. Mm-hmm. We've always heard the opposite, that Yaakov was always very nervous about this. That's why he had two camps. So if one would be destroyed, one would survive, and
So that's a fascinating question of what's Vayira Yaakov Me'od Vayira Chelo.
You said that last week.
So Vayira means afraid, but what's he afraid of?
Said,
is he afraid of dying?
No.
Or is he afraid? Or is he afraid that he's going to have to get into a fight with his brother? It's different kinds of fear.
He's afraid of the different cultural gaps between the two brothers.
Okay, right. So
that fits in with what?
But last week. So that's the problem with when you translate Yira to mean fear, and there's only one kind of fear. How often do we say, "Oh, if somebody says, am I going to win this round? I'm afraid not. I'm talking from strength. I'm afraid. What am I afraid? I'm afraid that you're... No, I'm not afraid of anything. But it's just, it's a way we talk.
Yeah, but the way he spoke to Esav, he said, my master. And he said it a number of times.
But that doesn't mean that Yaakov is not coming from a position of strength. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that Yaakov is concerned over what's going to happen. I mean, if Yaakov was really concerned, then how about Yachatz Esav Asher Ito? What are you dividing them? Just, everybody.
Yeah.
And the point is that no, I think that one can handle it, but if something's going to happen, then I need a backup.
See, but I interpret that if you go back to when you read the pasuk and it says the gam holek likroskov arba meyach isho imo, the up until Yaakov is only coming with animals and his servants and so on, but you better be careful because Esav is coming to you. The gam, and just be aware that he's got 400 men. To me, that's
that's not coming from Yaakov. Who says the gam olech?
The messengers are saying it.
Right. So maybe they're afraid, but we don't even know what they're saying because they're coming him with they're coming back at him with this idea that Esav's coming. But look, I think that more than anything, Yaakov's concern is that he just doesn't know what's going to happen. More than anything, yeah.
When Yaakov becomes afraid, that's an instinctive response. By Yitzhak law, it's possible to say he regrets that he had that response.
There are many possible interpretations. Okay, but the point is that boxing ourselves into one and thinking that that's the only one. It's not what we're meant to do.
I think the message of the whole setting, the whole Torah here, is to teach us you have to have a plan A and a plan B.
In Echinami, we can take all those lessons. Of course, we can take all those lessons. What I'm trying to do here is show you that there are different ways of looking at things than the way that we've perhaps always looked at it. That's the goal of this class. Okay, we move on. The next one we're going to do outside, but obviously you can look at it. And when it describes how Yaakov takes Shtei Nashav Yeshtei Shifchosav, Pasuk Chav Gimel. So why are Bilhah and Zilpah referred to as Shifchos? Aren't they, why? He took them as wives. They're referred to in some cases as wives. So he says something beautiful. He says that it's really their anibus, that even though they were taken as wives, they knew the score, and they recognized that, there's Rachel and Leah, and yeah, we may be wives, but we view, in other words, they were just humble. They were humble. V'lo gava libam, v'lo rama rucham, lis nasos. That's one thing. Another thing which he said towards the end, which I emphasized also, I think, where he says that the word shifcha comes from the word mishpacha.
Family.
Okay? And there's something about it being a... So look, what's that word? Look at four lines from the bottom, on the top of page two. In the first paragraph,
Lashon
Hischabrus, that they're like the family unit. What's Gezel Shafterin? Anybody?
Gezel
Shafterin? Anybody?
Gezel Shafterin is a social thing.
Okay. Anyways, he says, "Meinyan Shem Mishpacha Shulashon Hischabrus V'Kirvas B'nei Adam." So, in other words, he says that he actually quotes Yonatan Ben Uziel, who says that the way to look at them was more like a pilegesh than a shifcha. In other words, they're concubines, which is a much higher level than a maid.
Yes.
And they're sometimes referred to as that, but that even that is less than what they really were. They were wives. So, but in other words, what he's really addressing is the way in which they appear to us in the Torah, and how sometimes it's meant to teach us something deeper than just the way that the Torah is describing them. Okay, the next one was for the Yiddish speakers, and I put it in italics, where Yaakov says to the angel, "I'm not going to let you go, kiyum berachtani, unless you bless me." If you look at the part which is in bold, pasuk chav zayin, middle of page 2, milas kiyum berachtani. I don't even know.
Eigenschaft.
Okay, so that was a grammatical thing. Look at the next line. Bitargumo vir des mir den zegen aner kunt haben. Anybody? Yeah. And don't translate it mich gesegnet haben. Don't translate it that way. Yeah. I was hoping somebody could help me. I don't know. I didn't understand what he was trying
don't
to say
translate
here.
That we have something, whatever gesegnet.
Gesegnet. All right, I tried. All right, sorry, folks. Okay. Anyway, my point is that he's not helpful to us non-Yiddish speakers because he's telling us, don't translate it this way, translate it this way. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. All right, we move on. Okay. In the interest of time, I'm going to skip these for now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to skip these for now. And we're going to move on to, and this is a confrontation between Yaakov and Esav. I'm going to skip it for now, and I want to go on to the story of Dina. Okay, if we get through the Dina stuff and the Bilha and the Reuven Bilha stuff, then we'll get back to this. Some of these are also very good, but I don't want to get lost in this because the Dina stuff is really what we're going to read through. Okay, so hopefully we'll get back to it. In the meantime, we're going to move on to Perek Lamed Daled. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. One thing. We'll just look at one thing. I think it was here. Was it pasuk Yidchas? Yeah. Okay. So let's take a look at pasuk Yidchas. So we're on page 180. Vayavo Yaakov shalem yir shchem asher eretz Kanaan bevo mipadan Aram. Yaakov comes. So some say shalem means the name of a city near Shchem, like Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Not that it's the same, but it would be another city named Shalem, because that city of Shalem, which is typically identified as being Yerushalayim, and this is of course Shechem, which is not near Yerushalayim. Another interpretation is that Shalem refers to Shalem Begufo, that his wound from the fight with the Malach had healed. Anyway, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir. What does Vayichan mean?
Rested,
right? Or machaneh, that he can't. Right?
Right.
Wrong. Okay, so look at what he says. Okay. Vayichan mishoresh chana inyan shchon menucha hefech hanasiyah. So that's what everybody says. That's what the Targum says. That it's exactly what we just said, right? Resting, camping. Umilas espanei kemol lefnei. So, and Espanay means in front of, so he encamped in front of the city. Uvar Abosenu, Milas Vayichan Mishorish Chanan, Shenyan, and you know, Haros Ritzon, Avas Apol El Apaul. He says it has to do with, what's Chanan?
Grace, the grace?
No. Grace, charm. Skip to look at the next line, the next part which is in bold. Vayichan Espanay Ir, Chanan Esapanim Shebair, Hischem Oshalech Lem Doronos. And he was trying to charm them by saying, we belong here, right? We're sending packages, gifts. This is a place, right? We're good people. We're nice people. And it comes from the word chaim. Chaim, to charm them. Yeah, yeah. That's what he says. Exactly. Okay, so that's the setup.
That makes sense because of espene. That fits better than having to translate espene as lifne. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I just thought that that was interesting. So, but that sets up the stage for what's happening next. Okay, paraklam adalat. The Dina, the daughter of Yaakov, daughter of Leah rather, who had been born to Yaakov, went out to see the daughters of the land. Take a look at what he says. Just skip to the second line. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Bito Shel Yaakov Hoisa Yosheves Oalim. Yaakov's daughter would sit in the tent. Maybe she was a shepherd, if that's what Yoshev Oalim means, or she was just, you know, kept at home. Ma'asa Shechem ben Chamor, what did Shechem do? Hevinaros v'sachos chutzala. He brought a bunch of girls outside to play. Shoyim tofavos betupa v'yatza'ah chutzaliros. They were banging on drums, they were whatever they were doing. But they caught Dina's attention, and so they came out. Anybody ever see the... Right. Anybody ever see the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Well, that's how they drew them out.
That's how they drew the children out from in hiding. Came out with some, you know, big fancy wagon and said, "There's candy. It's free candy. Come on out, whatever." You draw people who are in hiding out. That's what he did. Okay, so of course we know what happens. Shechem takes her into his castle. He rapes her, and then they come out to Yaakov to talk to him. Pasuk Zayin, Uvnei Yaakov bo nasadek kisham om. The sons of Yaakov come. They're extremely upset. Oh, I'm sorry. So we have to remember what does he say? Let's see. Oh no, he doesn't present it yet. Okay, they're very upset. They're angry. Because a terrible thing has happened to Israel, but Israel, the shkav to lay with the daughter of Yaakov, v'chein lo ye'aseh. Okay, remember what we've seen the word v'chein a bunch of times before. Anyone remember what he says v'chein means? What is v'chein? We've had it before. You're going to remember when I tell you. V'chein means nachon.
Correct. Yeah,
okay?
Correct, yeah.
Am I correct?
You are correct.
No, that's what it means. Okay, that's what v'chein means. Okay, it means correct. So take a look at what he says. V'li nira. Just skip to the second line. I mean, you're more than welcome to read this. I want to cut to the chase. Milas v'chein inyan nachon emes v'yashar kamo kein benos tlav chadobros, etc. Skip to the middle of the fourth line. Ki omnam al kol ha'anashim ha'naseh b'fneihem l'kachas v'sa b'chazka l'enehem. It's to all the people. This is who they were angry on. All the people who saw this happening. V'lo kam v'lo za echad me'em l'asos apya emes l'mchos b'yadah. Nobody protested. Nobody said, "Hey Shechem, what the heck are you doing?" You're taking her off the street. The correct behavior wasn't done. Nobody. There was no moral objection. That's why they later justified their behavior against the people of the town, saying that they were metameh because nobody objected. Okay, but again, v'chein lo yaseh, that nachon was not done. The correct, what would be the correct thing? Defend this girl. How old was Dina? I didn't give it to you, but he says, how old was Dina? You do the math. Levi, Shimon was 13 and a half, Levi was in the 12s, and Dina was 8. It's terrible. I mean, beyond horrific to think what took place over here. In this story, assuming that those years are correct, it doesn't matter. It's awful no matter how we splice it. But certainly, when you look at it from that perspective, it's triple and quadruple and 100 times worse. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay, we haven't here. He hasn't gotten to the meat of what the brothers do of what the brothers did in terms of the fight. So what happens? Vayanu bnei Yaakov v'shchem yeschamor aviv. So, when you look at this, what does the Torah seem to indicate to us? If we don't translate the words, but when you look at what it says, and Yaakov, the sons of Yaakov answered to Shechem and Chamor's father, What does bimirma mean?
Trickery.
Right? With trickery. Okay, that sounds awful.
Yeah. Uncle says chachma.
So, right. So I think Rashi also says b'chachma. Rashi says b'chachma. Yeah. I don't know how Uncle
translates.
Well, the first thing that he's going to say is that their answer to them was, quote, bimirma, end quote. Next thing, vayidaberu, and they spoke, quote, asher timeis dinachusam, end quote, vayamru alehem, quote, lo nuchal, etc. Okay, now the part after vayamru alehem, that's easy for us to understand, because vayamru always introduces a quote. I mean, that's what it is. Okay, but here, so this is where we have to be ma'ayin. Here we've got to look inside. Targumah b'chachmas, you're right, that's unklus. Okay? Bach, like Bach, ayin mashu, kasafti bach, hicha b'mirma. So you have to see what he's, Ksav HaKabbal says, what I wrote in Parshas Toldos when Yitzchak says, te esav bach, hicha b'mirma. V'yavshar lamar, demilas mirma, yibasma mashu, anu b'nei Yaakov, v'ashchem echamor, anu lehem. And he says, it's possible to see that when they said b'mirma, that's actually what they said, what they were saying. In other words, bimirma, here's the full quote that the Ksav HaKabbal is saying, is what they meant when they said the word bimirma. Bimirma kol nidbarosichem. Everything that you're telling us is a lie. You guys are full of garbage. Atem tatziu lefaneinu divrei ritzo yopius lasigis ratzos mitzideinu laseis asalachem leisha. You're coming to stroke our arms and to, or whatever it is, and basically, you know, you're saying you're coming here as if you really love us. Kilu an ara miritzona hatov, as if the girl from her desire, ba'al be'secha v'chavsa l'zdavek b'chaim, that she came to you and she wanted to cling to you. L'chein lo savo el be'savia, and that's why she's not coming back to us, because she wants to be in Shechem's house. Lie. We know the truth. She was enticed there. She was seduced, but she was raped. And you have her locked up. It's not that she doesn't want to come back. The last place she wants to be is where she is. And this is what she wants, to stay in your house. And the only thing you guys are missing is just our agreement. He says, we're not a bunch of fools. We know. That you guys are telling lies. Because kol lakachtem osel beischem, you forced her to your house. You're not letting her go. Okay, so in other words, what is it? Their response is, vayanu b'mirma, you're a bunch of liars. And the implication of, you're a bunch of liars, is everything that he just said. Because they were so, mortified. It's vos is sadness, right? But they were mortified at what had taken place, that they're not going to say all of this stuff, but it is implied in their words. Okay, it's implied in their words, and that's what they're suggesting here.
Well, because if they had come right out and said it, they would have put the
Of course, of course. So that's the first point that he makes here, in that that's the bimirma.
Okay, like they're calling them out.
Yeah,
am I wrong here? They're calling them out. They're saying you guys are liars.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's not that they were answering them secretly. They put it out there.
Okay, but then they, you know. So now we have to understand what they were thinking in the next part, which they said. So asher timeis dinachusam. Next paragraph. Yes.
Yeah.
Yadanu, we know kinevala asisem l'tamausa. Like, we know what you guys did. First of all, you're a bunch of liars. Okay, so we're not going to play games and suggest that we think for a second that you're sincere. We know you're a bunch of, we know you're garbage. Biashem aset tuma atzma haya b'li safek makom mutzna ein ro'eh. And even though what you did was in a private place, right? Nobody saw it. So, fact of the matter is, maybe you didn't rape her in public, but you took her in public and you brought her to your house. But you forced her. Uberaba means in the Bereshit Rabba, it says, the answer, Atzavur Rabbi Yehuda Dvarim Yeshkan Rachakodesh Omeris Asher Timei. In other words, they knew that he was a liar. Kavanasam LeDvareinu Matzavur LeMata Tazbir Dvarach LaAtos Tlevenu Elacha. You're trying to get our hearts to be turned to you. Yadanu Ki Divreichem Rimiya. We know that you're lying. Ubiru Gamur Yadanu Ki Ilu Nesamei Eslanu Brachakodesh Ki Avlasa Apulasam B'Tamachem Osa. So in other words, they're calling them out on everything. Asher Timei, next one. The Rashi Umamar Akasub Lo Dienu Shaloi Sir Miyamehem Rak Babush Timei is Dina Chusam. So in other words, if you're going to say that Mirma is their Chachma, tricking, whatever, then they have justification. However, Yoter Yitachem Perush Rabbi Obadja Sforno. I like the Sforno better, he says. Shu Choser Amilas Vaidaberu. He goes back on the word Vaidaberu. V'tamo Sheshivu B'nei Yaakov V'shchem Chamor She'enam ru'uyim l'mal'os b'kashasam achareishis nahegam achmasam b'derech esnan zona. Okay, in other words, that when they say Ya'anu b'nei Yaakov v'shchem eschamar avid b'mirma v'yidaberu, what's v'yidaberu? Asher timei esnan achmasam. We know who you are. We're not talking to you in a way of suggesting that we don't know who you are. It's not v'yidaberu and they spoke Asher Timei to the people who defile their daughter. By the Beiru said, "This is a quote. You're the one who is Asher Timei as Dina Achusam. You're the one who has defiled. We know who you are.
You're the rapist.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Next. So what's the next thing they say to him? We can't give our sister to a man who has a foreskin. It's a disgrace to us. What's a disgrace? So either the orla is a disgrace, or the nesina is a disgrace. Ach bezos neos lachem im tiuchamon lihimo kol zachor. Ach bezos neos lachem. What does the word neos mean? Okay, that's the question.
No, yeah, good.
What?
No, yeah. Fine, good. No.
So I'm not sure. What? He says, okay. Lamadakim sharko sharsho yaos, which is I think what you're saying. He says that's what some people say. We ain't on Europe. The im kain yebe asid nivas nivas nun charuka like a chirik under the nun. Vav kamutza nivas kamo nivaresh, right? To be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Torah min yer. So what does it say? Amnam. So skip to the middle of the next line. Amnam sharasho os kamo min or ye or lahem. Right. It's an or. No. Not or. It's neos is like os neos. A sign which we will ensign. Kemo min or ye or, like light will become light to them. Min bosh ye boshu, ki min os ne os. That's in other words. That's the formulation. Ne os comes from the word ne os comes from the word os, which means a sign. So what's the sign? The sign is the mila. Okay. So again, ach bezos ne os lachem. You'll have a sign with you as well. They weren't saying that all the people of the city, all the men of the city, needed to circumcise. All they were saying is that we can't give our sister to a man who has a foreskin. And their only intent was, originally, was to kill Shechem. But they spoke using plural language, in other, because he was talking to the two of you guys. But when Shechem and Chamor agreed, they had a loss in their honor if they'd be the only ones to circumcise. So what did they do? Because they didn't really agree to it. The only reason why they agreed with it was because Shechem wanted Dina. So the only way for him to get Dina is to circumcise. But I'm going to be the only one to lose my foreskin? No, I'm going to make my whole town lose their foreskin. L'chein pitu es kol yotzei yishar yiram. So they convinced everybody else in the city. Mechasher noda l'shimon v'levi shekol anshei yir nimolu. And so when Shimon and Levi found out that everybody was circumcised, v'sibas yisratu som limol ha yekadei l'gzol mamonam, how did they convince them? You have to remember what they say to them. They say that the skip to pasuk haf aleph. Look at the bottom of the page in the chumash. Ha anashim ha'ele shleimim emitanu. They've been real with us. V'yeshuv v'aretz v'yischarusa. They're going to sell them the land. They're going to trade. V'aretz yinei rachvasit anafnehem. We're opening up the land to them. As benosam nikach lanu, we're going to take their daughters. There's been Osana and Mikhail Lahem, and we're gonna give them our daughters. Achbazos Ye Osulanu on the Shinla Shemisitanu Lioslamachad. But this is the only way that this is gonna work. Bimo Lanu Kol Zachar, when we are all circumcised, Kashari Numalim, just as they are. Miknehem, this is the part the brothers never said. Miknehem, Mikinyanom, Kobem Tam, everything which they own and their animals, Halo Lanu Hain, it's ours. Achneoslava Yishvuitanu. The brothers never agreed to that.
No, okay? They never did.
So when the brothers find out that was the convincing argument why they would be circumcised in order to steal their money, they said, oh, you're going to steal us? Well, then we can steal yours. When Rabban says, how could they spill innocent blood? When they saw that that the people of the city put their eyes on their money, that if they're not careful, they're going to try to kill them in order to take their stuff. And certainly when they come and see that they want to take their sister rightfully and kill Shechem, who is a rapist, that they are going to, they would fight against them. They all agreed to steal. The only reason why they agreed to circumcise was because they wanted their money. However, what was the problem? What was the problem? What did the brothers say? They go back to the pasuk.
Okay.
When they say, how are we going to agree? Pasuk tezvav, im kiyu chamonu limolachem kol zachar. The men have to circumcise. What's im kiyu chamonu?
Be like us.
What does that mean? Be like us.
Okay.
Be like us doesn't mean be circumcised like us. Be like us means be like us. Which means, take a look. They didn't just say everybody has to circumcise. They said, you have to be like us. They're not saying only circumcise. You're going to be like us. You're going to circumcise. You got to take everything that comes with the circumcision, which is at the very least al kolponim sheva mitzvos bnei noach shayu mitzuvim alehem zevim tiyuchamonu.
Wow.
Even if you let's say you don't accept the idea that the avos kept all the Torah, which is an easy thing to not accept. I obviously the Gemara says that they did. Okay, fine. But let's say you don't accept that part because the Torah wasn't given yet, and that's totally legit. But they were at the very least they were noachites. And Noahites have rules about sexual promiscuity, about rape, for sure. Taskimu lishtavosi manu. You have to at least be evil to us. Kemosha anu nizarim b'kiyum mitzvos eila. Kacha gam atem tiyu nizarim l'shomram. You got to keep the mitzvos we keep. Well, v'shamila he owes l'misha nichnas b'vrish shmiras ha-mitzvos. And since the circumcision is a sign of those who enter into the covenant to keep the mitzvos, l'chein b'yeru b'perush. Masa Mila. So that's what comes along with the Mila. You've got to be like us completely. These are things which come with the Mila. Okay, that's the main point. Okay, so the point is that once they don't accept that, what have they done? They have basically said that we're not, because what they get from all this, the fact that you're looking to steal from us means you're not kamonu.
Right.
You're not our brothers. You are looking to take advantage of us. So you're not keeping up your part of the deal. If you recall, I think it was in the Kliyaka class last year, what they said was as soon as they go against their word, in the sense that they're planning to steal, then al das, the law of Ben Noach, who steals, is Chayvisa. Or who's planning. So what are they? They're Nidon al Shem Sofa. They're being judged based on where they're planning to end up. And that was the Kliyaka's justification. But he's basically saying the same thing. You are not accepting everything that you agreed to accept, and so you're looking to steal from us. Similar type of idea. Okay, now let's get to the next part. Here's the mind-blowing part of the evening. Okay? So they go through the circumcision. Okay, on the third day, biyosam kovim. So what does the word kovim mean? So the Ksav HaKabbalah is going to tell us, if you want to wait to the point when they're all physically in pain, then what do you need to wait till Yom HaShlishi for? I promise you, I don't do circumcisions on adults. Right. So that's baloney. Okay, that's baloney. Okay? Ask anybody to go through any type of surgery. What day is the worst day?
Day that you had the surgery?
Day of the surgery. Okay? Then you start healing.
Yeah,
and you start healing a little more.
Yeah,
anesthetic. Okay, fine. Okay, so first of all, I'll tell you, with babies, it's a total lie. Okay, the third day is not the worst day. Third day is probably much better than the first day. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, these are adults, so maybe, but still, I have met a few adults who have been circumcised, Russian, whatever, and they've told me that the first day is the worst. It doesn't necessarily get better right away, but it doesn't get worse. Okay, the first day is the worst. Now, what is it? So in any case, it doesn't matter, because his whole point is that koavim is not referring to the physical pain from the circumcision. As a matter of fact, we're going to be showing a movie here on Sunday about this Hungarian anti-Semitic kind of Nazi fellow who was in the government, who found out that he was Jewish, and then he didn't have to convert, he was Jewish. But he got circumcised a few years after this came out. Actually, a year to the date when he found out that he was Jewish. He was circumcised. And they have in the video, the day of his circumcision, he might still be numb. I actually didn't think about that. But he's dancing. He's dancing with these Chabadniks who took care of this for him, which is kind of interesting. But anyway, so he says, how do we understand COVID? So take a look. Pasuk Chafei. Okay? We're on page, what, 5 now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay? Yosam Kovim. Okay? I want to skip a little bit. Okay, so we're going to skip the first few lines. Lashon HaMidra Chaser V'hayaro'i Lomar Kovim Ma'od. You see at the end of the, where it's in bold in the middle? So it was the fifth line. Okay, fifth line. Lashon HaMidra Chaser V'hayaro'i Lomar Kovim Ma'od. It should just say Vayhibi Osam Kovim Ma'od. What do you need the third day? Da, da, da. Okay, Kovim. It should say they're in a lot of pain. Va'od im chaburas hamila. How he says sivas kevam. If the mila wound was the reason for their pain, ha'ilah lekro laseva dibur lakeiv lekro. Rather, the pasuk should have faulted the mila for their pain. In other words, the actual circumcision. Ki gadal hakeiv meod in Eo. V'lomar kan ki gadol koavam meod. That their pain became increasingly great. Umidilo he say v'kasuv l'daber al hakeiv rak al anashim hakoavim. Since the pasuk only says that the people were koavim, nir lomar she'in ze keiv chitzoni. This is not an external pain. In other words, it's not from the circumcision that we're talking about. From the circumcision wound. It's an internal pain. What's that pain? Binyan Yosef Das Yosef Mach Ov. Shutzar Pnimi Al-Davar Manasim Shalol Lertzono Vedato. That they are having regrets. Regrets over what they were talked into. Can Sheishchem Oyu Mitztarim Miskaratim. They were having charata. Al-Shesratzu Lihimol. That they had agreed to circumcise. Ke'adei Zeh. You sinuim be'ine amin. What have they just done through getting circumcised? This is the Ksava Kabbalah, the Kliyakar said. That through their circumcision, they lost all their allegiance with all their neighbors. So he basically says the same thing. That their neighbors are hating now. Shebis vivo sehem al sha azvudasam v'yamdu alehem l'argam. That they have given up their religion because they've converted to Judaism. In other words, the act of Mila says you've joined the Abrahamics. You've joined that family. Even though in their own minds, did they join the Abrahamic family?
No.
No. But the act of Mila makes them break ties with all of their allies before now. Yeah.
So then if the brothers killed them when they were already Jewish, they're killing another Jew.
No, but that's
the point. The point is, let's hear him out. Let's hear the whole thing. His point is that their act of Mila was like what we would say today is a medical circumcision. Okay? You know, in their eyes, it was a medical circ because it wasn't a religious change.
Right.
In the eyes of their neighbors, it was a religious act.
Wow.
But that's why they had regret, because they realized our neighbors are looking at us and saying, we converted to Judaism. In our minds, we did nothing of the sort. We just did this because we're trying to appease Shechem, who circumcised Zeke and Aridina. So we're messed over in every direction. He says, you don't have a greater hatred than religious hatred, right? We know this. And since the Torah is talking about the cave of their heart and the pain of their soul, Al Isratsu Sam Lihimol, in their being essentially hoodwinked into circumcising, Liro Samas Harag Dolam Uteres Lavaliam Misiba Samila. Now they're going to see the terrible thing which is coming to them on account of the circumcision. Vigodla do Avon Nafsham Alihem came Gormul Atzmam Harag Dolazasam. They look at it and say, what did we agree to? It's our own fault. We didn't have to do this. Lachaino Tsiakasu Tsar Nafsham Balashon Ko Avim. And that's why the pasuk talks about the pain of their soul, using the word kovim. Why is it the third day? Because they had time to think about it. What did we do? Ke'ev libam v'tzar nafsham. It's the pain of their heart and the torment of their soul. Ve'alzei yoragam milas biyosam sheyusava dibur al atzmo. It goes back on itself. Shahayu kavim mitzdarim alav shamba aso sambi bidehem davar bilti histaklus al sakanas mavas shagilahem. They didn't even realize what are we like? We're all doing this all at the same time. So who's going to be first of all? If the Yaakov people want to come and attack us, well, they know exactly where our weakness is. If our neighbors are going to come to attack us, what have we done to ourselves? What's written in Sefer Yashar, so on the third day they come together and they say, you know what, let's assume for a moment that there isn't pain, that somehow that however medicine they had was able to work, and it's not a physical pain, that they heal quickly, right, it seals up, it's all good. They say, you know what, let's get together. This is what the Sefer Yashar says. And let's get against the Bnei Yaakov, the Hargam, to kill them. V'zeh hu'a mechuvan gam kem b'lashon ko'avim. Ki lashon ke'ev yishamesh gam al ashchasas davar v'kil kulo. And he brings proof for this. Okay, so in other words, to destroy it. Or to make it ruined, right? What's the word? For Derbin, okay. So when their whole mindset changes, and they had complete regret and turnaround, they said that we were going to be one nation with the children of Yaakov, and they had a complete turnaround and they became enemies. Right? Right? They said, we're shleimim, we're all together, we're in one mind with them, and they're not. So in other words, Kohavim, in this interpretation, has nothing to do with any sort of pain. It's a totally different view. When they're planning to kill B'nai Yaakov, so what does Shimon and Levi do?
Kill them.
They bomb the Egyptian airfields.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's a preemptive strike. What's this phrase in Yiddish? Indem zish meretzav berein un hel shtipter varden. Everybody got it?
Okay. I think Aaron was right. It's more Germanic.
Okay, well that's it. Ubaze ein makom lukush, and this is the
Kliyakar.
This is it. Well, Kliyakar style, right? Ein makom lukush yasam afarshim. There's nothing to talk about. All the commentaries who ask the question, Ech b'nei Yaakov atzadikim shafchu dam naki chinam. How could these righteous sons of Yaakov spill innocent blood? Ki lefi amavur akasav atzvam galalanu. Based on what I just told you, the Torah is telling us. The Shechemites brought this upon themselves. Yan shehischaratu v'tzdaru al shemalu, because they had regret and pain, but not physical pain, over the circumcision. V'eskimu lamod al b'nei Yaakov l'argom, and they agreed to go against the sons of Yaakov to kill them. V'chein eshivu gmu lam al rosham, so they got what was coming to them. K'abal l'argocha ashkem l'argo, he who comes to kill you, get up and kill him first. V'nira k'mashi odia dina. That what happened was Dina alerted the brothers, Haskamas Anshe Shechem, Kimuzka Besevar Yashar. So he's relying heavily on the evidence from Sefer Yashar that she somehow was able to communicate to her brothers. Lona da Rakam b'nei Yaakov, she was able to let them know somehow. Veheme Alimu Milahodia Bishura Zol Yaakov, and they didn't tell this information to Yaakov, Bal Yosifu Yogon Al Yogono. So that he felt bad enough over everything that happened to Dina, to the brothers, but they didn't tell him. L'chein b'hochicho so amasha asu, when Yaakov rebukes them for what they did to the people of Shechem, all they said was, it's tikum ha'asem b'davar acher, they said was, ha'kazani ha'asech ha'senu. Now, we're only going to tell you that we were defending our sister from what these people were doing to her, what they did to her, what they allowed to happen. The fact of the matter is, Yaakov, they were planning to kill us. So they didn't say that. They pinned their actions on Hakazoni Asach Hosenu, but he says that they're completely justified. And he goes further into this in the next one, which I gave you in italics, which I highly recommend you read through. But it's beautiful what he says, and this is what he does. He's not pulling this stuff out of thin air. He's saying it's right here. It's in the pasuk. And so you just have to know how to read it. But we're not like knaiching and taiching and trying to figure it out. It's right there.
So there's no trickery whatsoever, according to him.
Well, I mean, I like that. I love However, it. It's contrary to everything.
Welcome.
And that's what he's saying. He's saying you don't have to run rings around this to try to justify everything that they're doing.
You know, but Yaakov, we've always learned, was not happy with what they did when he had his sons, and he gave each one
the brachas, right?
A bracha. I mean. It was always.
He never makes it.
I wonder if they had only killed Shechem, would Yaakov have been upset?
Probably not.
Killed Shechem and Hamor.
Probably not.
But they saw something that Yaakov didn't see, and that's the point. That's the point. So yeah, Yaakov can continue to have it.
Okay.
You know what Yaakov? What does Yaakov say? Look at Pasuk Lamed. Okay? Look at Pasuk Lamed. This is important. So actually, the Ksav HaKabbalah has a thing about what Mesei Mispar means, which I didn't give you. But let's just forget about that for a second. It says, the neighbors, they're going to come and they're going to fight against me and they're going to destroy me. And what are the brothers thinking? No, they're not.
Because we're justified.
No, because they all circumcised. He says, no, Yaakov, they're not going to gather.
Which neighbors are you referring to? Hold on a second. The neighbors of Shechem or the neighbors of
Yosheva Aretz, Beknani Vaprisi. And the brothers are saying, no, as soon as they circumcised, they lost those allies. So Yaakov has nothing to talk
about.
Nothing
to worry about.
And we're justified because of what we know. But we're not going to tell you that because we don't want to give you a heart attack.
But if that's the case,
good proof.
and we're trying to portray the brothers in a good light, and you say that they saw something that Yaakov didn't see, then we're diminishing Yaakov because he should have.
No, because the pasuk tells that when they come in, Yaakov hechrish Yaakov ad olam. Yaakov was quiet; he didn't deal with them, and he let he let his sons deal with it. And so his sons are the only negotiators here. Yaakov is in the meantime. I mean, look, I don't want to pin this on anybody, but imagine a circumstance. A person's an older man. He has this little daughter, his only daughter. Forget about, you know, Midrash, twins, whatever, his only daughter. And the news comes to you, not you, so the news comes to this older man. Your only daughter was raped by the prince of this town. You're sending them Doronos, I want to live in peace. You're sending them packages. You're trying to just say, look, can I live here, please, in safety and peace? And next thing you know, your daughter's raped by the prince. I don't know. Assuming that you can't deal with this, what are you doing? I'm going into my tent and I'm crying over the loss of my daughter's innocence. And my sons, who are a little more headstrong in this moment, because I'm distraught. I'm going to let them, you know, figure this out. That seems to be what happens here.
Also, he's saying earlier, he said that they never told Yaakov that the Shemites.
Right, and right, exactly. They don't communicate that. So again, the point is that his point is, once you understand it the way that I'm telling it to you, you see that all the other commentaries who are trying to write circles around this to justify in any way, you need to justify. Natural law justifies. Wow. Okay, last thing. Okay, Vayelech Reuven. So I'm glad that we skipped what we did before, because this is important, so we have enough time to do this. And then you're welcome, of course, to go back to the things which we skipped. All right. Okay, Vayelech Reuven. So we don't have to get to the story. It's really just one pasuk. It's on page 190. Vayehi b'shkon Yisrael b'aretz, Vayelech Reuven, Vayishkaves bila b'lagash aviv, Vayishma Yisrael. Vayubin Yaakov shnei masar. So when Yisrael is living in the land, Reuven goes, and Vayishkav es bilha p'lagash aviv. He lay... S, so S means with, right? With Bilha, his father's Pilegesh, Vayishma Yisrael. So let's take a look. Amru, they said, Shelo chata b'shkiva, mamish, rak shebilbel mishkavo, right? Some say that he just moved around the beds. That's what it says, b'sefer yosher. V'nir lomar, karam ilashon amikra l'das razal, ki al shkiva mamish lo shayach lashon vayelech vayishkav. The fact that it says Vayelech Vayishkav, Kiloshon Vayelech, that he went Vayelech Yore al Hatsunua min apanim al Achutz. Vayelech means you're going out. Vayelech means you're leaving. So Vayelech Vayishkav doesn't make any sense. You don't go in. You don't Vayelech indoors. Lachain lo yichubar im lashon Vayishkav raka lashon bia ukima kemo vatavo vatishkav. Okay, the only way that Vatishkav means that he actually lay with her, you would have to say Vayavo Vatishkav. Right? Okay, Bia Okima, coming or getting up. Vatakam Vatishkav Dibnos Lot, right? Remember what happens with the daughters of Lot? They get up and they lay with their father. Kemrus, Vatavo, Vatishkav Margalosav. Okay, Rus came and she lay down at his feet. At least it tells us what he did at his feet. Vachem Barbara Bekomos. Vuaroy Linan Shrivas. That is referring to actually laying down. So the word vayelech here is troubling, meaning it just throws away the possibility that Reuven is actually sleeping with Bilhah. Skip the parenthesis. That vayishkav is the opposite of standing up. Anybody? Okay, so kima refers to getting up, and it's godless and honor. Kacha yora lashon shchiva al hifucho. So shchiva is the opposite. V'ho radas habizayon v'ashiflus ki'inyan nishkeva b'boshtenu. So it is bringing down embarrassment, and shiflus is humbling. So what does it mean? So what does it mean? Vayelech Ruvein vayishkaves Bilha. It means that he is bringing her honor down. We know that Bilha was not a pilegesh. She was a wife. So what does the pasuk says? Say, Vayelech Ruvein vayishkaves Bilha pilegesh. What is he doing? Right, she was a wife. So therefore, what's the pasuk telling us? That in calling her a pilegesh, he's lowering her honor. Skip the parenthesis. Ve'ein lecha bizayon yoter gadol milikro es ha'isha nesu'ah b'nisu'in gemurim b'shem pilegesh. She was Yaakov's wife. So what is Reuven doing? He's referring to her, to other people, as a pilegesh. It's lowering her and to her husband. What does it mean when it says that he mixed up his father's beds? That wherever Reuven went, he was saying Lashon Hara, basically, about Bilha. He says, oh yeah, that's the pilegesh. That's the pilegesh. Karav chutzos bein anshei ha'ir. In other words, Reuven is walking around. That's vayelech Reuven. Vayivez, vayored is Bilha. He embarrassed and he lowered Bilha down. In other words, her status. V'mashikara b'shem pilegesh aviv, in calling her that. V'shi einena ishto, saying he's not his wife. Nesu'a b'nisu'in gemur, with full marriage. U'makom b'zuso osa, lo haya makom mutzna, kiim b'makomos no da'os l'rabim. And his embarrassing her was in public places. Ad shem migilgul advarim bo laozne aviv, and they came back to his father's ears. V'zeh mashasim kra vayishma Yisrael. What did Yisrael hear? V'nei perzeh ein vayishkav b'echleit kiyim al pi adibur. That vayishkav means that he lowered her status down through speech. Ki matzanu kama palim shepula sam einam asiyah sapula b'echleit. We have plenty of verbs where the action described in their verb is not what it is. That you're going to place them on the head of the goat. The sins of the people, you're going to place them on the heads of the goat? Place. What? The sins you can actually place on the heads of the goat? How is that done? It's a vidui, right? When the Kohen Gadol puts the sins on the Shulam Farshim Raknasina Badibor. The only way you could put sins on the head of the goat is through talking. A lot of defilings is through speech. Right? Through Lashon Hara, for example. How do you purify the nega? When getting rid of tzaras, the Kohen says
Tahor.
It's speech. There's no purification act. What is it? What did Yaakov put Ephraim? Did Yaakov here, Ephraim? You go in front of Menashe. Vayasim es Ephraim l'fnei Menashe. Yisimcha Elohim k'Ephraim k'Menashe. In other words, there's a verb here that's actually referencing speech. Okay. Ain pulos amrak b'dibor lo b'maase. So now skip the parentheses. V'karov l'mar shasiba asher menu zorel l'bazusa b'shem pilegesh ki ro'os amleches kotzer chay habayis. He sees her doing everything in the house. Right, she's still acting the part of maid. And he didn't know that she was doing this because she was very humble. That's the way she saw herself. But especially now, after Rachel's dead, who's going to pick up whatever slack? Bilha. Reuven thought it's because of the obligation upon her. That's why he called her pilegesh. Shulabale alashon mila afucham rukeves. Shalomar omedes leprakan lemishgal. All right, the way people look at a pilegesh, somebody who is available every now and then for sex, and that's it. Mushameshes is a bias, and she cleans the house. However, that's not what it was. That's not what Bilha was. So his point is that vayishkav has nothing to do because the word vayelech. Okay, that's the key here. Because vayelech means going out and walking around, it indicates that vayishkav doesn't mean sleeping with her, because it would say vatavo vatishkav, or Vatokam Vatishkav, or Vayavo, Vayokam Vayishkav. But this is not the normal formulation of what Vayelech means. Vayelech means he walked around, and Vayishma Yisrael means that he hears the rumors that Reuven is spreading.
Maligning the wife,
exactly.
Wow.
All right, folks. Shkoich.
Amazing.